That's right. We're riding with the king, Howard Eskin, with us here on the Midday Show. A ton of talk about after a debacle last night up at Madison Square Garden. Of course, 2 days away from the NFL draft. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, you know what? I'm so happy that I can join the pity party today and just join in and all the whining and crying and, oh, my gosh, what did they do to the Sixers? You, Douglas,
come on, man. Come on, Howard.
I'm embarrassed for you. I am totally
embarrassed. The refs, come on, the refs blew the game, man.
I know. It's just a moral victory. It's a pity party. It's the refs. Wait a minute. Didn't the Sixers not get a rebound? Didn't the Knicks get three offensive rebounds at the end?
Yes.
Didn't the Sixers turn the ball over at the end?
Yes.
Didn't the Knicks score like 8 points in 30 seconds at the end? Didn't Kyle Lowry miss one of two foul shots at the end? Didn't Joel Embiid have only 3 points and zero rebounds in the fourth quarter? Let me go back a little bit. Draft day or trade deadline day, Daryl Morey. We got the best draft day deadline trade in the NBA. Buddy Hield puts the fear of God into the other team as he comes down the court. Am I missing something here? Am I missing something? That caller you had a little while ago, the woman, what was her name, Bev, I think, or Dre?
Dre, yeah.
Okay. Okay. She was so on point. Pat Beverly, to get me to defend Pat Beverly means how bad things are. He would be at toughness. When they traded Morris for Buddy Hield, Daryl Morey has done, and Joe, you're right in this regard. It's rare that this happens. Daryl Morey has done nothing for this basketball team to make them better. And the star of the team is not Joel Embiid, I don't want to show my eyes. Oh, yeah, we're going to win, and we're better, and we're the – Hey, big guy. How about a stinking rebound in the fourth quarter? And he was 0-for-5 in the last game in the fourth quarter. How about that? Tyrese Maxey is without question the best basketball player on this 76ers team. And it's not even close, okay? Let's call it for what it is. So outside of that, yeah, let's blame the referee.
Yes.
Yeah, why
they could have called. They could have called some fouls down the end. Now everything you're saying make a little bit of sense, but they still could have
got
some fouls down.
Didn't you get held in your career going?
I never complained though. I never complained about
it today
because it's different. Today is different. I'm a little bit older and wiser now.
Go make the play. That's what you got to do.
I'm a little older and wiser now. I get to complain. I'm a fan.
Oh, you know what? And to even play Stephen Screaming A. Smith nonsense, it's just he wants to sit on the first row because he wants to be noticed. Let's throw him out of the equation. And he's talking about fist bumping Joel Embiid as he's walking up. You know what? Just shut up. And everybody that whines about the officials, I watch games. I love the Sixers-Celtics series from years ago. When they just would kill each other, but just play the game. And LaFraw James, to bring him into the conversation, you just blew a 20-point lead or whatever the hell it was, and you're whining about the officials, and then you're talking about the Sixers game. Shut up, leave the game, I'm done, and phew, he's not the best player in the NBA right now. So let's get past that, too.
It feels like a lot of hate.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic is the best player.
Feels like a lot of hate on this call right now.
I would take Luka second. It's a joke. I mean, Hugh, it's not the referees. You can't. And Nick Nurse, give me a break. You tried to call a timeout. Well, Joe, you're right again when you said Kyle Lowry's got to make that decision. And after 3 seconds, you have 5 seconds inbound the ball. After three, the official has to, technically, by the rules, I believe it's the rule, you have to ignore the asking for a timeout after a three-second count. So with all that said, Nick, and this nonsense, they're going to file a grievance. That's another house man who works for ESPN, is now apologizing for this. We're going to file a grievance. And what's that going to do?
Nothing. It's going to do nothing.
You know what it'll do? The officials the next game. All right, we filed an agreement last night. Let's make it right. So they're trying to get the officials on their side. Bad calls all game. That thing went yesterday with Aaron Boone. They lost the game. So what are you going to blame Hunter Wendelstadt, the umpire at home plate, because a fan yelled at him and he throws the manager out of the game? I mean, it's just bad officiating all over. You can't use officials as a reason for losing. You only have yourself to blame, and the Sixers only have themselves.
Yeah, they blew it. Howard. All right, so let's look forward here. Embiid, after the game, said they're the better team and they're going to come back to win the series. Howard, what's your thought on the rest of this then? So they come back now for two here in Philadelphia. I mean, the reality is they either have to win four in a row or have to win a game seven up there in New York to win this series now.
I think they win game three. And that's the way a lot of these series play out. I think they win game three. Game four is going to be interesting. Let's see how they play in game three. But Joel Embiid's got to be – he's not the leader. Which one of you nitwits said he was the leader on this team? He's not a leader. He's an excellent, talented player who's not a leader and not a winner, because if he was, he'd fight harder at the end of the games. And I don't want to hear his knee and all that nonsense. He's good enough to shoot. He's good enough to be on the floor. So then just play as hard as you can. But I think they win. I think the Sixers win game three. And regardless of the officials, that means nothing. It means nothing. You win the game by your play on the court. And the Knicks played harder than the Sixers. They were tougher than the Sixers. And that's what can't happen, because that's what playoff games come down to. This might be this group of players for years might be one of the worst playoff groups in the history of this franchise, because they shrivel up.
Well, they do. Howard, it feels like any time there's a game like this, they lose it. Like, they'll win some in a series, but anytime it's really close, they collapse.
Yes, you got to win those games. If you're the better team, you've got to win those games. Did the Sixers play better? Well, it's a 48-minute game, and they didn't play better for the 48 minutes. Are they the better team? Right now, they're not the better team. But can they win? Can they win the series? Sure, they can win the series. And obviously, they have to win game three, and I think they will win game three. But the Knicks are just tougher. You know, 1 through 5 in the starting lineup, they're just tougher. And toughness is what wins in the playoffs. The Knicks, they find way. Brunson is shooting. He's the only player in the history of the NBA to take that many shots and shoot under 30%, and they still won two games.
I know. He's 16 of 55, and they're up 2-0. It's crazy.
I mean, they haven't played their best game. So in reality, the Knicks haven't played their best game, and they still are up 2-0. And that's what I look at. They don't have the Sixers. I mean, Maxey is the best. That guy, you know, I don't care about flu game and all that other nonsense. He's just the best. He's coachable. He plays hard all the time. He's very talented, and he's better than the guy that's 7-2. He's just better because he's good in the regular season and he's good in the playoffs. And that's what you need. You need both. And I mean, I love Maxey. That's the guy.
Well, you know what I need, Howard, with that? Howard, if there's another game in this series that comes down to the last shot, I want Maxey shooting it. I was disappointed when he handed it to Joel last night.
I will agree with that.
Because I thought that he had the better chance to make a three there than Joel.
I agree. I don't want Joel taken. You know, and then, well, I didn't get lift because of my – I don't want to hear any of this. And then a couple of weeks ago he says, I shouldn't even be playing. Well, then don't play. Then go home. Get ready for the Olympics, because that's – I really think he'd rather win a gold medal than an NBA championship. I really believe that, because that's worldwide. It's just something – I don't know. I don't know what it is with this guy. As talented as he is, he should be better in the playoffs. He really should be. But it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. They're just not a good – they're just not a good playoff team. Although I do – I have no question they're going to win on Thursday night. No question whatsoever. But they don't have any players after the first two.
No, they really
they have
don't.
Nobody.
No,
Daryl Morey, that brilliant, you know, and I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to take a shot at my son when he yelled at me the other day And he said, Daryl Morey's won more games over the last 10 years of any general manager in the NBA. Yet, he's not even gotten to the finals. He's not won a championship. And then he jumps in and he says, he's won 5 G League championships. I walked out of the studio. I was done.
Well, I mean, if we add him and Nick Nurse with his 7 European championships together, England titles, we got champions
do they
here.
Count?
I don't think they count. All right, Howard, let's look forward to something that everyone's wondering what's going to happen. Thursday night, Eagles have the 22nd pick. All right, Howard, give us your best guess right now. Trade up, stay there, offense, defense. What are you thinking with the Eagles with this first pick?
All right, I haven't looked closely enough at the teams ahead of them, but – if they only have to trade up maybe 4 spots, 4, maybe 5 spots, I think they trade up for an offensive lineman who's a tackle, not a guard, who can play tackle, obviously, early in his career with the Eagles. A tackle on the offensive line. That would be the best chance, I think, is trading up to get a tackle. And then if they stay where they are, I think they'll get a corner. But one way or the other, they're going to take the best player. If they're where they are, they're going to take the best player available. You can't get trapped into taking need because then you don't take the best player, and you're always going to need a player. But I think it's going to be an offensive lineman. There's a couple of guys that you look at, the guy from Alabama, the guy from Oklahoma. That corner from Alabama is a good player too, Kool-Aid. So I think it's one of those two positions, and I think it's more likely because Howie Roseman's Howie Roseman, and every year he calls everybody, and he knows what he's going to have to trade before it even happens. And, you know, once you get to 15, then you kind of look, all right, are the Eagles going to make a trade? And I think there's a possibility once it gets to 15 and they still have players there they like, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I think it's more likely they trade up, and I think it's likely that they're going to take an offensive lineman who eventually will be a tackle on this football team. But either way, I think they're going to get a good player. Either way, they're going to get a good player. And I don't know that they can trade back. They don't need any more draft picks. They have picks that they can trade because they have too many draft – well, I say too many. They have enough to be able to trade. Using those draft picks because all those players won't make the football team, and that's what you got to look at. Use them to better yourself with the quality of the player that you're going to get ahead of 22.
Yeah, and O-line is where they're a little thin, yes. And they could use some future help there.
And Lane Johnson, is Lane Johnson, I'd like to see him, like all these guys, play forever. And I think, he might have at least a couple of more years left, but you got to worry about injury and you got to have a replacement there. And that's what the Eagles have done a good job. But somebody who the caller said, if the Sixers were the Eagles, they'd be killing Howie Roseman.
They would. I mean, you're right. He's right. That caller's right.
And you know what? I'll give you one better. They'd be killing. If Glenn Rivers was the coach, they'd be killing him. They'd be killing him. It's just, I'm not sure whether Nick Nurse is a good coach. I don't know yet because it was kind of a screwy year with injuries and all those other things. But the Eagles, we know, have a good organization. Howie Roseman has done some really good things. And I think in the end, after the first round on Thursday night, you're going to have a player that's going to be a successful player for the Eagles in the future.
Well, that sounds good to me. Howard, we appreciate it. Enjoy the draft, and then hopefully we're still talking Sixers next week.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, I'm gonna pray for you. I'm going to pray hard for
Please
you.
Please do. Please do.
That you get some sense and you understand.
It's the refs' fault, man. I don't care what y'all say. I will die on this hill today. The refs us last night.
One last question. What kind of cheese do you like to go along with that wine?
I like a nice Gouda.
Okay,
Howard will bring us some Gouda next time he's in here. All right, Howard, we'll talk soon. There he goes, Howard Eskin. All right,
down and
wait,
beat that
listen, ass. I know it sounds a little hypocritical, but last night, if there was any time to complain about the reffing, it was last night. No question about it. That was some horrible reffing last night.
He did throw a good thing at you, though. When you get held, you got held. You got to go make a play.
But that was kind of ingrained in me. I never complained about holding.
Well, you know what's ingrained in most of us? It's the Sixers' fault. They blew it.
I know. That's the easy route to take. And when I tell you, that, like I have friends that are Sixers fans, and I tweeted what I tweeted. I said something about it. That's why they call it a series. The the number of STFUs that I got.
Yeah,
on my personal.
Not the time, pal.
You know what I mean? The number, like, I'm talking about people that know me personally, tweeted me or texted me and hit me with the STFU. What are you talking about? We've been dealing with this forever.
You know, I have an analogy on this. You know what it's like? You're the person who, when something not great happens, like, you know, you
always see the positive side.
Well, you see the silver lining.
Yeah.
And, like, so maybe that helps people, like, a day later.
But not right now.
Yeah, you know, like, I stubbed my toe, and you're like, you know, it actually might be a good thing. No, my toe hurts, man.
So basically, you're basically telling me the same thing they told me last night.
Now's not the time.
I saw the tweet. I felt the same way.
No, like, I'm just saying. But you actually tweet back and you say how you feel.
Well, yeah, I do. I also scream about it when I get the chance to.
But
on here, like, I will tell you what, because here's how I knew that this means way too much to me. Like, where I almost had to tell myself, like, all right, relax. Just like, I noticed my ears were literally like red hot.
Oh, wow.
Last night.
Like the steam was coming
out.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I had to touch them, and I was like, oh, man. Like,
I've worked myself
I need to go to bed.
But see, y'all need people like me around because I help you come down a lot quicker, man. You don't need to have all that anger built up in you
that. You know what?
No,
shut up. Yeah. No, today's a day for anger. 215-592-9494. No, I'm disappointed. I'm not so much angry. I am annoyed the referees didn't call those calls you saw or give Nick Nurse the timeout. Sure, I'm annoyed. I wish they did. But I'm more frustrated with the Sixers because they had opportunities to finish that game.
Yeah, they did have opportunities.
Hit the free throw shot,
Kyle.
Refs
didn't do them no favor. They were up five.
Yeah,
and then the refs let them back in the game.
Now, wait a second. Brunson made a three without any aid from the refs.
The refs
it was a
let
one
them back
point
in the
game.
He called, Nick Nurse called the timeout, man, when Maxie was on the ground, and they didn't see it. That's right there. That was egregious.
Did he have possession?
He did. Didn't he have possession?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't think he did, obviously.
He was on the ground.
Yeah, he's wrong. How about don't go to the ground? How about stand your ground?
You gotta stand. And I will say this, since we're being fair and balanced, since we're always fair and balanced
always,
on the show,
always
fair and balanced. Like, Maxie has to play through that because he was looking for the call. Like, before he fell, he was looking for a call. You got to play through that, man, because you got to think that they're not going to call.
I have a theory on Maxie, you know, looking for the call. So I think there's actually some good things he learned from Harden and Embiid over the years. That's one thing that he learned. I wish he didn't learn from Max.
Yeah,
Harden and Embiid live to get fouls called on them.
Yeah,
and Maxie, like, at that point, just hold the basketball. If they call the foul, they do. If they don't, they don't. You can't. Like, what was he doing when he tried to get rid of it on the ground?
He thought he got the foul. He thought he was good for the foul.
I think the one moment it was a Maxie moment. I think it was before we even took the 5-point lead.
Mm-hmm.
Where I, like, felt totally embarrassed.
When McBride stole the ball.
McBride ripped the ball right out of his hands, and he laid there on the floor, incapable of doing anything, while the Knicks ran down and scored, and the stadium's going nuts. I was like, this is, like, my nightmare.
There's a pattern here the last few years in the playoffs where teams do not fear the Sixers in the playoffs. They go at them. They take the ball from them. They go right at Embiid. Like, even was it DiVincenzo last night that, like, was kind of jawing with Embiid? Like, they don't fear these guys. They don't. Derek is in Paley. What's up, Derek?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
Derek? What are you feeling today?
Listen, I got that thing with the Nick Nurse thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Nurse, to me, he ain't no better than Doc Rivers. I'm going to tell you something. In a situational basketball like that, right, the referees, I'm not saying he wasn't, like, making a gesture to call a timeout, but if he's yelling, timeout, 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 he's going to get that call, right? But he's not yelling timeout, timeout. He's half in, half out. That was like some, like, middle school, high school handling of that last possession. The only call to make on that is a timeout call. So I don't think the refs blew that. I feel like the Sixers blew that. And they're just getting out tough by, like, people calling in like, oh, Villanova players got so much heart, da 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 da. Had nothing to do with it. Josh Hart got 15 rebounds, right? Like you said, Embiid got one in the fourth quarter, right? And as you would say, get some of them young Thundercats in there that's willing to, like, sacrifice their body and make a play. That's a lot of rebounds for a guy to score, right?
It's a ton, Derek. It's a ton. I mean,
right?
Like, and those second-chance points, the Knicks aren't shooting it very well. Like, they need all those extra possessions to get enough points. If the Sixers rebound, they'll beat them.
Yeah, like Nick Nurse, he gotta try to, like, neutralize or do something different, because he's not making the Knicks do nothing. Like you said, Jalen Brunson is missing every shot, right? But then they're getting a rebound and somebody else is making it, right? Mm-hmm. So he got to try to figure out a lineup. He got to figure out something. But right now, like Howard said, if this was Doc Rivers, we'd be killing him. So I'm killing.
Well, Derek, I think it's fair. I think it's fair after last night. Yeah, no, Derek, I mean, we appreciate the phone call. And normally I don't like the two big lineups, like people were saying, put Paul Reed in. But if Joel Embiid can't jump to rebound.
Yeah, you need some rebounding.
You need something.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tobias Harris is soft as tissue paper. Like, he's not – I mean, that box out last night was embarrassing. I can't believe – I know someone called earlier and said, you know, enough of the Tobias stuff. We know what he is by now. But, like – I don't think I'll ever get that out of my head, that Tobias Harris is in position to get the rebound, and he watched a player jump over him. Tobias, you've done nothing for 5 years here of any consequence. Grab a rebound in that spot. How is it that hard? You're 6'9". You have the guy boxed out. There were four Sixers there. It was Lowry, Embiid, Batum, and Tobias. How did they let Hartenstein walk in the middle and grab that rebound?
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. Like he jumped on stage and just took the mic. Yeah, it was tough.
He took the mic and then they took the game. Unfortunately, they really did there. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. All right, a lot to do here on the show here. We'll get all your reaction. We'll kind of reset with some of the audio. If you missed it last night, what Nurse said after the game, what Embiid said after the game, as the Sixers just go down in crushing fashion. It feels like a lot of people out there, including you, feel like the refs really were the biggest culprits. They took it from them. I feel like the Sixers were the issue. They gave that game away. I'm not trying to pretend the refs didn't have a hand. They did. But I thought the Sixers more gave that game away. A brutal loss. Are you more mad at the refs? The Sixers. We'll discuss it all next. 215-592-9494. It is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The future of pain medicine, the future of medicine, I should say, is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades, regenerative medicine. If you're tired of achy joints like I am, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call QC Kinetics right now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine is the way to go at QC Kinetics. It's transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics here, people, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Sheinkup. Dr. Sheinkup is a pioneer in this field with 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, et cetera, et cetera. He wants to get you relief with a needle and not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about some exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for free consultation at 215-999-3000. 215-999-3000. One more time, 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics.